The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me. DMV, Maryland, D.C., Virginia. It's really quite a compliment to me that there is this pop of activity and interest in listening to the radio on WMAL in this particular window of time. And my goal is to give consumer-oriented information that will help you as you're thinking through the process of buying, selling, and anything in between. We got a question this past week that I feel is relevant right now, especially in a market that, on the one hand, to many buyers, it feels like it's inflated and perhaps it's better to just wait now because prices have gone up so high in certain segments of the market. And others think, oh, I better buy now because the rates are so low. Let's recognize the best time to buy a house is going to depend on anybody's individual circumstances. I can make the case that the best time to buy, and I recommend the time to buy being right now because there isn't that much competition for the product that's out there in the market right now, albeit there are some areas where there are multiple contracts, 15 offers and so on. We just sold a home with 6 offers on it and got 20 more than the asking price on a $600,000 property, and we got 30 more on a $700,000 property because we priced it right and we did the proper investment to get the return. But not all homes are going to get that, and especially right now, where there aren't that many buyers, especially as we start to swing into Thanksgiving, Christmas. I know my mind is starting to shift into thinking about getting ready. Maybe I'll start shopping for presents. I'll start thinking about other things other than buying or selling real estate. This is a common trend at this time. And before residential real estate relocated online, okay, Labor Day marked the beginning of the end of the sales year. And oftentimes Labor Day was the end of the sales year, which would be basically a quieting down of the market all the way through the fall. Guess what? I did a research and I was on a panel for the Keller Williams Mastermind panel, and I'm a Long and Foster agent, but they invited me to be a part of this, and I'm grateful and was honored to be able to do this for Northern Virginia and West Virginia. And I was on the panel with their top agents discussing timing of the market specifically. You know that I say, and I believe, and I still believe this is the case, in spite of the accessibility of content, accessibility of getting information on listings, there still is a slowdown from Labor Day and really starts at the end of May and goes all the way through the year. In fact, prices right now are 3-4% lower than they were just 5 months ago. And more importantly, they are 3-4% lower than they will be in about 3 or 4 months. Think about it. This is just something I keep hammering all the time, and you may get tired of me saying this, but why not take advantage of the wind of the market? In real estate, you want your house to get attention. Nasty weather, holiday seasons, they limit the buyer's ability to tour homes. We see this shift that takes place in February, and now is the time to prepare. In fact, I want to invite you to call me right now on my toll-free number if you would like a complimentary market evaluation of your home. Your property could be in Hume, Virginia. Your property could be in Winchester. If your property could be in Fredericksburg, your property could be in downtown D.C., your property could be in Gettysburg, it could be any place in the country, and we'll help you find an excellent real estate agent, either in our group or outside of our group that's familiar with that area. We will help you vet that agent. And that process is very similar to what you would go through in interviewing 3 or 4 different agents. We'll jumpstart the front end of that and help you by interviewing a few agents in the area you're interested in selling or buying into. Again, anywhere in the world. Locally, our agents will come out and meet with you and discuss how it is that we sell homes for more. It's not necessarily promoted, but it is true. If you look at the list-to-sell ratio of our team and the speed with which we sell homes, we sell houses faster and we sell houses for more money. I've got the statistics, so I know what I'm saying is true. And frankly, at the end of the day, when it comes time to buy or sell a house, you want to work with the best person for you. And it's not just about statistics. It's about the relationship that you have with your broker and the feeling that they're going to guide you through the process and give you excellent, honest answers all the way through. So why not? Give us a call today. If you're interested in getting ready to sell, have one of our team come out and give you that free market evaluation. And I always recommend you talk to at least a couple of brokers before you hire one, right? That's what I've been saying for years and years and years. So our toll-free number again is 800-900-9104, okay? Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Okay, so we are in this process right now of seeing houses that we've had listed for a while deal with wet basements. Have you had this problem? We had this huge rainstorm in the D.C. area back in May. Remember, we had something like, I don't know, it was like 7, 8, 10 inches of rain in about an hour or two. And you saw pictures at the front of the Washington Post that showed commuters on top of their cars on Canal Road. It was so bad. I had a seller's house at that time that had never had water come in, and water came into their basement, and they had to get the basement redone. Well, the longstanding effects of the kind of rain we've experienced for the last 3 years, 4 years maybe now, you know, I mean, D.C. has had a higher amount of rain than we have experienced in many, many decades. It has permeated the ground, and because so much of our ground is clay, the water retains in the clay for a longer period of time. And if you think of your basement like a bathtub that's stuck into the ground, there's a pressure from outside of that basement that sits in the ground like the bathtub. It's called hydrostatic pressure. This is the pressure of water outside of your home trying to force its way in and find a place to get in. It will first start underneath the house, and if you have cracks in the foundation, you might see water come up. If the water table is not high where you live, you'll never see water coming up, even if you have a big crack in the floor of your basement. In fact, maybe when the basement floor was poured, 2-3 weeks later, a crack formed. It was a settlement crack, and it's never moved. End of story. And you've never had water. The challenge is houses that are built into the ground where perhaps the ground and the overall water table is just below the basement floor. When there's a lot of rain, that will rise up around the basement up sometimes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 feet. So that if there are cracks in the walls, water will penetrate in and cause problems. Okay, so here's the recent story. We put a house under contract. It was on the market for $988,000. We sold it for $988,000. This is just 2 weeks ago. We got an offer. The offer from the buyer was at $928,000. And my seller and I had the conversation. It is not time to capitulate on price right now. If we need to, let's pull it off the market at the end of November. We'll put it back up in the springtime and we'll get more money. So either we get the $988,000 or we don't, but we're not going to sell it for less. And I told that to the agent when we sent back our counteroffer to their $928,000, sent it back and said, full price or else. And the agent said, oh, they're not going to do that. Unless your seller's willing to negotiate further, we're done. And I said, that's fine. Good luck finding a better value. Not quite that cavalierly, but you understand the point. I'm, you know, communicating back. It's okay. We don't have to sell. We're not in a desperate situation. If your buyer needs to buy and they want to buy this house, they can buy it and they can pay $988,000. If not, we'll wait. 5 days goes by. I get a call from the broker. They've changed their mind. They're interested and they want to buy the property. The property goes under contract. They sign off on the counteroffer that we made at full price. No closing cost assistance, just a straight $988,000. And in Maryland and D.C., typically there's a split of the transfer tax. In Virginia, there's some split of the grantor's tax. So it was all very consistent with what we call a full price contract. Well, the sellers had had water penetration, and we disclosed that before the contract was signed. We disclosed it months ago when I took the listing over from another broker who'd had it for about 8 months and had just chased the market down and not sold it. The seller apparently had had some water issues even since then and alerted me to that, and I ended up going out to the property and looking at the floor, and then I called in Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing, which is one of the companies that we refer to that handle wet basements. Came out and discovered, hey, what we have is actually a failure of the parging on the outside of the house and the settlement, that water that had rushed in through the French drain and had rushed through the outside drain on the outside, and the water that had come in through a windowsill actually had brought mud with it that filled up the French drain that was installed by the builder prior to the construction of the home in 1989. Therefore, no water was moving in the existing French drain, and the water on the outside of the house had nowhere to go. We're originally in houses built from 86, 87 until now. We have French drains built into the floors, and then we have sump pumps in the ground, and the water's meant to go into that and then be pumped out. Well, the French drain was clogged. So the seller's going to have to, and we got ahead of this and brought it to the attention of the buyer at their home inspection on Monday a couple weeks ago and told them, hey, we discovered we've got an issue, but we have this company that's going to take care of it. It's going to cost the seller a pretty penny to take care of it, but they're going to be able to deliver the property in substantially the same condition with no issues with the basement having a leak. If you're not sure how to handle this, call us. Let us guide you through that at ericstewartgroup.com or 800-900-9104. Hey, it's that time. Stuart Rosenthal's in the house.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be here.
Good, good. What do you got for us today on vitamins?
Yeah, well, supplements I want to talk about. Yes, okay. That's right. Yeah. There are a lot of people, of course, are taking these. It's a huge and growing industry. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what do we know about them? Are they really going to be good for us? And who are they good for? Who are they not good for? And what are the interactions and things we have to worry about? So I'll talk about two of them, COQ10 and St. John's Wort. Now, COQ10 is a compound that's critical to our body using energy, and it's produced by every muscle in the body. It's produced by our tissues. But some people, it's felt, have not enough of it going on, and therefore they take it as a supplement over the counter. And it's generally considered to be safe with no significant side effects, but it does have a number of interactions. Be very careful with it if you take an anticoagulant like warfarin. Also, it can interact with statins, insulin, and certain cancer treatments. So really, you should talk to your doctor, really before any of these things, before you start taking them. Talk to a doctor, make sure that they can look at your whole system and history and see whether it's appropriate for you or not. Mm-hmm. Now, St. John's Wort is very widely known. It goes back way to ancient Greece. And it has been used and considered to be helpful for depression and some other kinds of things. But unfortunately, the scientific research is not very solid. So there's really no high-quality data supporting the use of it. And furthermore, it does have some serious interactions, even more so than COQ10. A lot of prescription medications it can interact with, and they can result in reduced drug effectiveness and potentially severe side effects, especially with oral contraceptives, certain chemotherapy drugs, statins, anticoagulants, antidepressants, lots of things. So really make sure you talk to your doctor before you start taking St. John's Wort.
Read about this in the Beacon newspaper today at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Wow. Pointy home, done. Senior Solutions next. Don't go away.